Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt and we are from M. Vanderplough Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, I happen to see this on an article from another page and really got to thinking about it. And, you know, this is something that's very important. And doing some research in today's program, I learned some more information. I learned that carbon monoxide poisoning kills over 400 people each year. Okay. Last count in an article that I read, 430 people died. I think it was like 2018, 2019. I don't think they had the figures for 2020 just yet. But over 400 people each year die from carbon monoxide poisoning, with the majority. Now, this is interesting, but it makes sense. All right. The majority of those deaths, 400 people a year, the majority of those deaths happen in the months of December, January, and February. Makes perfect sense to me. And the reason it makes perfect sense to me is because what happens during December, January, and February, majority of the nation is locked up. They have their windows locked up. They have their doors locked up. And they're relying on their furnaces and portable heaters to keep them warm during the winter months. Well, what causes carbon monoxide poisoning? Your gas furnaces, your certain types of portable heaters, your hot water heater, your coal or wood-burning fireplaces, pellet stoves, gas fireplaces, all of these things help to contribute to creating carbon monoxide gas that, again, kills over 400 people each year. Now, I found this article from the National Safety Council with warning signs of carbon monoxide poisoning, as well as safety tips that you could take on how to protect you and your family. Now, again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, you're going to see a link to Let's Talk Insurance, and it'll bring you to our blog for our podcast. If you happen to be listening to this later on, and when you get to the Let's Talk Insurance blog and the article isn't there, easy enough. Upper right-hand side, it says Search Archives. Type in carbon monoxide safety, and it will bring you to the blog post with a link to the article from the National Safety Council. Now, mild symptoms for carbon monoxide poisoning can include a headache, fatigue, nausea, and dizziness, among other flu. So you may think you have the flu. That's something to keep in mind. So yeah, if you got headache, fatigue, nausea, dizziness, yeah, those are all symptoms of the flu. So loss of coordination, and of course, death. They say if you feel you're experiencing carbon monoxide poisoning, you need to get fresh air immediately. Infusion, loss of coordination, and get out in the fresh air, go out your front door, breathe in the fresh air as soon as you can. All right. One of the tips they have for you is purchase a battery-operated carbon monoxide detector and place them in the hallway near your sleep areas. I also recommend putting one near your fireplaces or furnaces. Be sure to check the batteries at the same time you check your smoke alarms twice a year. So in the spring and in the fall, you check your smoke alarms. You should also be checking your carbon monoxide detector. And then it does say in the article as well that carbon monoxide detectors should be replaced every 5 years. I would imagine after a period of time, the sensors and whatnot degrade because of dust and dirt and just wear and tear. So replacing those every 5 years are important. I do have a few more tips for you. Have your gas, coal burning appliances checked out once a year by a qualified repair person. So you have the furnace guy come in, you pay the $80 for the furnace tune-up where they come in and they check the filter and they check the pilot light and, you know, all the internals to make sure that everything's running properly and efficiently. Well worth the $80 to have somebody come out and do that. The second tip that I'm going to share with you today is avoid using flameless portable heaters indoors. Those would be the chemical heaters that you may find that hunters use when they're out hunting. Those are meant to be used outdoors or in open areas. They aren't meant to be used inside your house. So definitely avoid using any flameless portable heaters. Because there are chemicals in there that can help generate carbon monoxide. And then the last tip here, and this is a heartbreaker because I remember last year seeing an article of a family that died because of this. It says keep generators outside and at least 20 feet from any window, door, or vent. I remember reading an article last year that a family, I think it was in southern Michigan, ended up dying because their power went out because of a snowstorm. They went to use their generator, hooked it up to the house, but left the generator next to an open door that got into, or left it on their porch, their enclosed porch or something like that. And then the fumes crept their way in to the cracks of the door frame and window frames and whatnot, and filled the entire house with carbon monoxide and unfortunately killed everybody indoors. So definitely if you're going to use a power generator, do it outside. I mean outside, in the open outside, not in an enclosed porch, not in a covered porch, outside, and keep it at least 20 feet away from any window, door, or vent. So very, very important. Winter months are the most dangerous for carbon monoxide because of a closed-in environment and reliance on gas furnaces or wood or coal-burning stoves to heat your home. Now make sure you read the full article from the NSC, that's the National Safety Council, for more information on carbon monoxide poisoning and how to protect yourself and your loved ones. And again, you could go to our website, mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, link to Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. If you listen to it later on, just in the upper right, there's a search archives, and just type in carbon monoxide safety, and it will bring you to the blog post for today that includes a link to the article from the National Safety Council. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You can also send us an email, mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very safe and a very warm week. Take care.